it is a little Friday show catch up with people who teams who I think have been really interesting so far this season. The first of them is Nottingham Forest. We've not had Rich Ferraro on since Nottingham Forest's excellent win at Anfield, 1-0, where I think everyone acknowledges, broadly speaking, Forest turned up. Liverpool didn't play very well, but they most definitely did a tactical number that worked brilliantly for them over the course of that game. That meant that they won that one as well. Since then, it's not quite gone as swimmingly. But when we actually spoke, Rich, at the start of the season, one of the things I said was I thought Forest could go an extended period here unbeaten. I would rather they hadn't have managed that at Anfield, but they've only conceded 6 goals in 7 games. They've only lost 1 game. I think you'd probably like one more win on the balance of how the games have gone, but you can't be disappointed with the start of the season.
Oh, absolutely. I think we know that Nuno's got a reputation for having good starts to the season. That's something that you and I have discussed in the past. And so it has proven to be. But what we weren't aware of was quite how, I suppose, tactically adept that both he and the players could be. And of course, the trouble is that when you try things, sometimes it doesn't come off. And the defeat against Fulham is the classic case in point. It's the kind of the major blot on the copybook, not just because it was a home defeat. And let's be fair, our home form has not been good since Nuno's taken over. But because of the way in which it came about, where with Morgan Gibbs-White absent, he decided to go 4-4-2. We understood the reasons for wanting to stifle Fulham's attacking fullbacks, in particular Anthony Robinson, but it didn't pay off because Forest had no creativity, and to fail to score at home is disappointing. I would add as well, in Time Lord football fan tradition, a little bit of bitterness about the way in that the penalty came about and yes, the way in which Jimenez took the penalty. But that's a bit of a side product.